How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for more details. How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And this shouldn't be a shock to you. This shouldn't be a surprise. If you listen to the show, you already know this. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. And in an hour's time, they're going to tell me to shut up. That's just how it goes. If I had it my way, I'd be sitting around with my feet up. They'd have to tell me to leave. Something like that. Anyway, thank you to everybody listening all over North America. A Friday night into Saturday morning. Hope you well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're not like the Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator, drinking and driving and speeding. I hope you're well. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody listening in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. People on, did I say that already? No, Sirius XM channel 158, and everybody listening on a smart speaker. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. I got a phone number here. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. At the same time, I'm on social media. That's at JR Sport Brief. It's been a busy night. Giannis Antetokounmpo got mad at an arena worker after the game. He's trying to shoot free throws in Philadelphia on the court after going 4-for-15, and he knocked the guy's ladder over. Like, well, damn. Tell me how bad you want to practice your free throws. Wow. We talked about Derrick Henry, whether or not he can win MVP this season. I don't think so. One of our callers brought it up. And then I looked at the other great running backs over the past 20 years. You know, the only dudes to win MVPs, Adrian Peterson, LaDainian Tomlinson. I think LaDainian Tomlinson is the best running back out of the three. The other two dudes are just battering rams. You can't lose with either one, but you add more versatility with LaDainian Tomlinson. We talked about Aaron Rodgers. What a disappointing season it's been for the Packers. We talked about the Warriors, who beat the New York Knicks tonight. What a shock there, right? Had a conversation with Emery Hunt of CBS Sports HQ. We talked about the New York Jets, which is always fun. Not really. And then we've talked about the effect of alcohol in sports. Like the NFL, the Commanders, they punish some of their own players for drinking on the team plane after their victory Monday night against the Eagles. When are athletes going to learn? And it's not just athletes, so let me not pigeonhole them. Sure, it's a sports show. We're talking specifically about athletes. What is the need? And what's the urge? Like, what is it for people to just share everything online? I do not get it. Everything that I've ever done online has been on a professional basis. The JR Sport Brief, yeah, sure, it's a national radio show in 300 markets here in North America. Yeah, it might be a radio show to you. The JR Sport Brief started off as a sports show on YouTube. Okay, so I've looked at the internet and said, damn it, how can I make money? How can I talk about sports and make money? And I've been able to do that. Thank God, knock on wood. But everybody wants to share everything. It's like, yeah, we just won the game. You can't sit in your seat and enjoy the game or enjoy the victory. You gotta put a viral moment on the internet. You got Taylor Heinicke sitting there with a beer in his hand he's not supposed to. And now guys are getting punished. Come on, it was only a few seasons ago where Mike Tomlin is in the locker room after a game and we got Antonio Brown. Of course it was Antonio Brown. This man is going live on Facebook after the game in the locker room. It's like, damn, can Mike Tomlin talk to the team in peace? And so this goes to every aspect and element of life. Does everything need to be recorded for public consumption? Everything? We got to record our kids. We gotta record our relationships. We have to document our dates. Like, for what? What about living in the moment? I get it. I'm guilty of it as well. You know, I'll go to an event, sporting event, whatever the case might be. Everybody pulls out their phone. You know, sometimes it's like, damn, I just want to enjoy what I got here. Don't you remember? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Depends on how old you are. Don't you remember like a simpler time? Like you couldn't just, I don't know, pull out your phone and make a phone call. You had to look for a machine. You had to have a quarter in your pocket. You had to ask for change. You didn't have a GPS in the car. You had to know where the hell you were going or have a map. Now everything is connected to the phone. We have to document every minute, every second of our lives. It's like, damn. And it gets people in trouble, like the Commanders for drinking on the team plane. It's like, you wouldn't be in trouble if you just put your damn phone down. Erykah Badu made a whole song about it. I can make you put your phone down. It's for different reasons, but I mean, sheesh. 855-212-4CBS. Look, I'm going to take more of your calls here. We're going to talk about these running backs. Who's the best running back over the past 20 years? I say LaDainian Tomlinson. And at the end of the show, you know, I was at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, and the media for the movement tour. And I met an amazing Special Olympics athlete named Kesey. And I want to share that conversation with you in addition to some of the staff and students that were at UAB. And thank you and much love to everybody in Birmingham. But we'll do that at the end of the show. We have some folks who have been waiting patiently on the line here. So let's not waste time. We got Jason here from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jason?
Thanks, JR. Regarding Derrick Henry, I think he said himself, Nick Chubb is the best running back in the league right now. But Well, that's Derrick Henry speaking, not me.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but he ain't what he says, he ain't doing nothing but being humble. That's it.
Right, agreed. But as far as the last 20-year thing, I think I would agree with LD not having the doing the due diligence and looking at the stats. I remember back in the day, early fantasy football days, let me throw these out there for you. Priest Holmes from the Chiefs, Sean Alexander from the Seahawks, and then who was it from Denver?
Terrell Davis?
Terrell Davis, yes, sir. Yeah, I think they all put up crazy numbers, but the problem was longevity. They all tore it up for like 3 years or so, but that's why running backs don't get big contracts, man. They take too much of a beating. But anyway, appreciate you, man. Take care.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much, Jason, for calling from Cleveland. When he started to rattle off some of those names, I just wanted to be like, whoa, what are we talking about here? I mean, in the case of Terrell Davis, I mean, you had to see him to understand that he was an absolute Hall of Famer. But people, I think, who didn't necessarily watch him look at the numbers and go, okay, well, he ain't played long enough. Well, he contributed to two teams that won a Super Bowl. Like, let's look at that. Let's look at the value that's there. It's tough for the running backs in the league, without a shadow of a doubt. You know, Matt Leinart, you know, Adrian Peterson, I think we've seen the last of him last year, last season. And this is what Matt Leinart had to say about Adrian Peterson on Fox Sports.
We played Minnesota at home, and I was on the sideline, and you know, I'm watching the play, and he takes a sweeper outside zone, and he pushes it outside, and the same thing. I'm watching, and I've never seen a grown man run so hard in my life. And Adrian Peterson's a big dude. You know, he's 6'2", 220, whatever he is. I've never seen someone run so hard and physical in my entire life. And again, the same thing. The corner came up, tried to crack him. I think he just lowered his shoulder. And I was standing on the side. I'm actually getting chills thinking about it. Because I was like, oh, my God. Like he could have broke. Like, he could have killed somebody right there. It was unbelievable the way he ran the football.
I know. He's a... He's ridiculous, and he was big, tall, long, and strong. It's no different than Derrick Henry. It's this battering rams. He was more shifty. And Derrick Henry is more so, I'm going to destroy you. And then he finds the hole, and Derrick Henry has a burst. He's not just a big, you know, slug out there. He's not, what was the Jacobs from the Giants? What do you remember his name, Shep? What was his name? Thunder and Lightning. It was Tiki Barr, Brandon Jacobs.
Brandon Jacobs, yeah, he has the most rushing touchdowns in Justin history, and obviously Tiki has the most rushing yards.
Yeah, so the thing with Brandon Jacobs is he was big as hell, but he didn't have the burst that someone like Derrick Henry has. It's kind of crazy. 855-212-4CBS. Terry's calling from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Jay, I appreciate the call. I appreciate you talking about the simpler time before all these smartphones and the distractions and everything. I've discussed that on my podcast at length. But beyond that, the exciting running backs sticking in Tennessee. The couple years that CJ2K was running the league was a good time. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He was fast as hell. I wouldn't put him in
I agree with that. You're right. But as far as exciting running backs in the last 20 years, those were a fun couple years when he was putting up numbers as well.
Absolutely. I mean, we can go on and on about and thank you, Terry, for calling from PA. Like, we always have exciting running backs. I don't think the NFL is ever lacking in that space. I'm talking about the best. 20 years. Over the past 20 years, since the year 2000, listen to me very carefully. Since the year 2000, who's been the best running back in the game? Who is it? I would tell you, it's very simple. It's LaDainian Tomlinson. Jason's calling from Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, we're good. How are you? You're live. Yeah.
Man, I just want to let you know I was just rolling through Fort Worth, and I popped on the station. I heard you talking about simpler times, and one of the things I've been thinking about for the past couple of years is, like, people spend so much time in their lives recording stuff so they can go back and relive the moment that they were recording something and never being in that moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't knock anybody. If they want to remember the moment, then God bless them. I just think it's on overkill right now.
Yeah, man, it really is. I look around. I'm almost 40 years old, and it's weird. I really do start feeling like my parents and grandparents. But, you know, people just don't take the time in their life to appreciate the stuff that's, like, right in front of you. So I usually turn off the radio for the most part. That's why it's weird I caught you saying that, because I hardly ever have my radio on. But
what the hell you mean you don't listen? You better start listening to me, damn it.
That's what I was getting at, man. You didn't let me get to the next part.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Nah. Tell everybody that you're going to keep listening to me. Tell them.
Yeah, listen. Everybody having a good time on the main stage at CBS Sports Radio, guys.
It's not a podcast, man. Sheesh. People get so comfortable.
Number four to that.
People get so comfortable.
It is a Friday. We're nearing the holidays. I will say this. It's a testament to how good you are, because people feel so damn comfortable with you. They feel like they're talking on a podcast sometimes.
Yeah, you feel like they're drinking and sitting here talking to me. They think they could just drop anything look.
They feel like you're fast friends.
Well, I'm friends with everybody.
I understand that.
With different levels of friendship.
Right.
The only person I'm not a friend with is that guy who called Derrick Henry the choo-choo train. Oh, excuse me.
Wait, so wait. This is breaking news.
What?
So Perry from Mobile, Alabama, qualifies as one of JR's friends is what you are saying right now.
No, not him.
Okay, got it.
I don't like him anymore.
And certain people from Detroit, and I'll leave it at that.
Who? I don't know. What
well, I'm not going to give that person any more attention than they deserve, but you know exactly who I'm talking about.
I don't know who you're talking about.
An individual, that likes to go by different names. He tweets at you a lot.
I don't
He's excessive with his tweets. It's
I don't
super...
I don't know what you're talking
about. Got it.
Man, I am... my Twitter has parameters on it. And it's so if you send certain things, it doesn't even exist to me.
Oh,
so people yell out into the atmosphere and just...
You celebrities these days. You can't handle the truth is what you're saying, huh?
No, I just... I'm not into the phone that much.
I
tweet what I need to tweet, but I find it comical. Just people just be shouting and yelling like it's... I don't know what's going on. I don't care. 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of someone who doesn't care, Montrezl Harrell. I think I told everyone about Giannis Antetokounmpo shoving the ladder aside after the game in Philly. He was trying to get some extra free throw work in. He was 4-15 from the line tonight. And so after the game in Philly, when the stadium arena started to empty out, Giannis went back onto the court. One of the stadium staffers was getting ready to take the basket down in the process, and he put the ladder up in front of the basket. Now, I don't know the context. Did he need to have the ladder there? Was he just being a jerk? Was he just doing his job? I don't know. Giannis told this man, move the ladder. Giannis got in his face and told him, move the ladder. Giannis moved the ladder. They moved it back, and Giannis knocked it the hell over. And everybody's like, whoa, Montrezl Harrell, I guess at some point he saw what happened. And now there's also a video of him yelling at Giannis. Let him fight. 855-212-4CBS. Just let these guys fight. Tommy's calling from New Orleans. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
The guy from Texas, y'all better clip him, man, because he had, like, the voice, the whole get-up. Like, he did, like, a spot for, like, Odyssey and you and your show, and then he dropped the F-bomb. And man, that's epic.
Well, we dumped it, so we don't know what you're talking about, Tommy.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about either.
True, yeah. Oh, I called the wrong show. I'm sorry. It must be the Robitussin again. I'm sorry. Anyway.
You drinking Tussin?
JR. Yeah, but I'm home. I'm not driving.
Oh, okay. It doesn't sound like it, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, here's my question, JR. Where does, in the conversation of running backs that we're having tonight, where does Marshall Faulk fit?
Marshall Faulk, I wouldn't put him in. He tailed into the past 20 years, but I wouldn't say he fits in at all because he was basically done by the time we moved into 2000 and on.
Oh, okay. All right. So he missed the time parameter. Okay.
Hey, Tommy. Tommy, come here, man. Listen to me, Tommy.
I got
past 20 years? Tommy, come on. Help me out. Past 20 years?
Yeah, JR, but I just made 54, man. So tell me some slack, dude.
Okay. All right, we good. I'm just... Wait, 54? What is that supposed to be? Ancient?
I don't know. I don't know. I feel ancient sometimes, but, you know.
Okay. You just wanted to let America know that... You want to let America know that you're 54 years old?
No. I wanted to get your opinion about Marshall Faulk, and that you're right. It didn't fit within the parameters of the conversation.
He's one of the greatest running backs ever. He's in the Hall of Fame. We've had Marshall Faulk here on the show. I've actually spoken to Marshall Faulk. I feel like I talk to the guy once a year in any type of capacity. And what am I going to say? He's one of the greatest ever. I think we know that.
Right. But you reiterated, which I missed. It was 2020 forward, and I missed that. So
okay.
I will agree with you, though, that LaDainian Tomlinson is the best running back I've ever seen in my entire life.
Wow.
Better than Marshall Faulk, better than anybody, even Barry Sanders.
Wow. Well, I mean, I still personally have an affinity for Barry, and thank you, Tommy, for calling from New Orleans. Yeah, folks, I ain't no mathematician, but I know how to subtract 20 from 22. That's pretty easy for me. I know it's tough. I mean, sometimes I do math in my head and I go, whoa, that was 20 years ago. It feels like yesterday. Think about things and I go, whoa, that was 25 years ago. That felt like everything feels like yesterday to me. Everything.
See, JR, Emmitt Smith played for so long. Like, his career tailed into 20 years ago, but that wasn't peak Emmitt. Like, that wasn't peak Marshall. When Marshall was dominant in the late 90s, mid-90s with the Colts.
And he was still playing. He was still going. But, sure. I mean, there's guys who've had...
What about Jerome Bettis, the bus? But his prime wasn't in the 2000s.
Right. No, there's plenty. I mean, we ain't talking about the greatest running backs. I'm talking about over the past 20 years.
Right.
And you know what? I'm estimating.
Right.
Feel free to tack on the other two. If you want to look at the past 22 years, who have been the best running backs? I think it's LaDainian Tomlinson, without a doubt. Let's go to Beck. Beck is calling from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks again. Shout out to Texas people, LT and AP. When I was in high school, our neighbor ended up playing at TCU, so he told me about LT back when I was in high school and started to get to watch him even before he made it to the league. But what about Edge? I mean, like your last caller, I mean, talking about Falk, which Edge kind of took over after that. But again, are you looking at MVP years or a full career? Because Jonathan Taylor, you know, almost had the, you know, an A-Rod stole that away from him like he did Derrick Henry too. And he pretty much took it over when Derrick Henry got injured.
Well, Beck, I think what I said is very clear. I'm not asking about single season. I'm saying who is the best running back over the past 20 years. It's very clear.
When I tuned into your show, it was more that guy saying that Henry was the MVP, and then that's where we kind of got to this point, maybe. So that's when I started thinking Edge. I didn't get to go back and start going through who's this, and I just said, what about Edge? Because he did the passing game. He was kind of like that LT that kind of did both, but he never got the credit. And tonight, I guess, the NFL Films was on tonight. I haven't seen yet.
I don't know either. I'm sitting here on the radio. I don't know what's on NFL Films. What is it?
Oh, I don't know. I guess when they do special shows featuring a certain person. But I guess being a Colts fan, I mean, I grew up with that. But everybody that wasn't a Colts fan should hopefully respect Edgerrin's game and, of course, being from Miami, too. So.
Yeah. Nope. He's another running back, and his career started in 99. So he would definitely fit that mold. I still go with LaDainian Tomlinson. Hey, Beth, thank you for calling.
I was lucky enough, real quick,
yes.
Sorry, family member back when that was with UM was Joe Brodsky, and he was, you were talking about Emmitt Smith right before you took my call. He was the Cowboys running back coach, so I was lucky enough when I was in Texas to be able to see Emmitt Smith back then with the Cowboys when he was their running back coach.
All right. Well, thank you, Beck, for calling from Florida, man.
You guys have a happy new year.
Oh, thank you. Damn it. Hey, Shep, he was joking, right?
About what part?
He said he wasn't listening to the show, but he heard that reference, or is that by coincidence?
No, it wasn't by coincidence. Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
You know, so he legitimately is wishing us a happy new year?
No, well, he said happy Thanksgiving. I thought he said happy Thanksgiving.
No.
He said happy New Year? Oh, my God. Come on, Beck from Florida.
Let's ask a caller. And hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, did this guy just wish us a happy new year? Kevin? Oh, damn it.
Kevin's always there. What's going
on
tonight?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's ask James. Hey, James.
Yes.
Did that man just wish us a happy new year?
That's what it sounded like.
All right, hold on, James. I'll put you back on hold. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Don't wish me no damn happy new year. Can I get to Thanksgiving first? I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. I'm going to tell you about my amazing time in Birmingham, Alabama. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. We'll be right back. listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. I love your show. You're not the typical screaming head commentator. You're calm, cool, collected, and entertaining at the same time. It's a hard skill to match. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You know, speaking of Marshall Faulk was mentioned as, someone said, one of the top running backs over the past 20 years. I'm like, nah, man, his career, a lot of it spans, yes, into the 2000s, but 20 years? His career was almost done 20 years ago. Man got started in 1994, and we know he's out of New Orleans, one of the greatest exports. And I'm like, damn, the Saints are going to take on the Rams, and here you have Matthew Stafford. This guy is seemingly out of concussion protocol. It's like he's going to play. Now, that's not going to be an interesting game to watch. I mean, the Saints stink. They're trying to figure out whether or not they want Andy Dalton or Jameis Winston as their quarterback right now. And then you got Matthew Stafford, who's just, man, he's a football player. Sure, he's going out there to earn his money, but I mean, I don't want to call this season a waste for the Rams, but it is. You just won a Super Bowl, Sean McVay. He's had nothing but success since becoming a head coach. Everybody has to be humbled. I mean, in Pittsburgh right now, we can look at Mike Tomlin. It's like never losing, never losing, never losing. And now he's losing. He don't got a quarterback. So it's tough out here. Even Aaron Donald. Remember, am I going to retire? Am I going to leave? I want to stick around because of Sean. And then what do we have here? They both come back, and the Rams suck. Offensive line is in shambles. It's a disaster. Listen to Aaron Donald talk about how bad things have been.
It ain't a good season. You know, obviously we ain't getting it done. We ain't playing good enough as a team. So, you know, obviously you want to fix those things and trying to find a way to, you know, to win some games and stack something. So, but the only thing you can do now is control what you can control and just play the game.
Yeah, ain't no winning no games, man. Sorry. That's not happening. Paul is calling from Rhode Island. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to stick around because of Sean.
Okay, don't want to hear myself, so I'm glad I hung up on him. Robert is here from Iowa. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey. I just was calling to say I think the best running back was probably Marshawn Lynch. I mean, he carried Seattle. Would have been two Super Bowls if not for a horrible play call.
So Marshawn Lynch is the best running back in the NFL over the past 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's right up there. I like LT a lot, too. So.
Oh, okay. Marshawn is one of the, but he ain't the.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Are you okay, Robert? You all right?
Yep.
Okay, I'll just make it sure. Do I need to make a phone call on your behalf? Are you sure?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. You sure?
Yep.
Okay. I'll let you hang up, all right?
All right.
Okay. Go ahead. Come on. Go ahead. There we go. Hey, Shep, I don't think he's okay, man.
Man, I guess he's depressed over a running backs list. Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know. He sounds like somebody just broke up with him. I don't know.
Sounds like the Seahawks just blew a second Super Bowl.
I don't know. I think somebody broke up with him. He's Tyrese Maxey's foot is busted up. What a guy.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, to JR, and you know this, or Robert, what? If you're still listening, just know that breakups are temporary, but living with oneself is permanent. Just keep that in mind.
You telling this man to be miserable by himself?
No, what I'm saying is don't let Robert from Iowa, do not let a breakup define you. If someone says no, that means they're telling you what you already internally know, which is you're not right for each other and you've got something better in the future. Don't beat yourself up over it, Robert.
It's not true. That doesn't mean that there's something better in the future.
Sure,
that's not
true. Sure there is.
Oh, no.
If someone's saying, I don't want to be with you,
right,
that gives you all you need to know about the direction in which that relationship is truly headed. And that means there's something better out there for you.
Not necessarily.
I see. JR, listen.
How many people on Earth now? 8 billion, they'd say?
That's plenty of fish in the sea, yes.
That's what they say. It's probably $9
billion. Might be 10 by the time we're done with this conversation. It's growing so much these days.
Oh, somebody just had a baby, right? Somebody's making a baby.
Listen, anyone gets on the subway, they can understand there's a world population that is growing tenfold.
Oh, touche. What was I saying? I forgot. It's probably not best. It's probably best that I forgot what I was going to say because it probably wasn't going to be appropriate. Anyway.
Jermall Charles. We haven't mentioned him yet.
Who?
Jermall Charles. He's up there. His peak. I'm not talking about the longevity of his career. He didn't have that. But in terms of explosiveness, dual threat. Remember, he didn't have Patrick Mahomes. Had he had a great elite quarterback, we would be putting him in the same discussion as a LaDainian Tomlinson, in my opinion. Didn't have the power of Adrian Peterson.
Why are we talking about almost and coulda, woulda, shouldas?
I just feel like we're mentioning a lot of almost, coulda, woulda, shouldas. I'm not saying you are, but your fan base is. And if we're going to do that, let's mention Jermall Charles. That's all I'm saying.
Let's not do that.
Okay.
Let's just stick to what it is. There's only like two or three guys legitimately that were the best. James is here from Virginia. He knew a lot before we went to break. You're on CBS Sports Radio, James. What's up?
Hey, thanks for having me, JR. And sure. This is an interesting discussion. I mean, for me, it's just got to be Adrian Peterson. They literally called the man all day. So he had a seven-year stretch where he was just a terror to deal with. So I love LT. It's between him and LT, but I have to give it to Adrian Peterson simply because he was this generation's Barry Sanders. He was on a team where it was you stop Adrian Peterson, you stop the Vikings. And they couldn't stop him.
Okay. I could say the same thing at LT. So, and I find him to be more of a Swiss Army knife. You never knew what that man was going to do, and that's why I'm rolling with him. But I can dig it, James. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Well, I will say, but LT did have Antonio Gates on his team, so that helped him. You know, they did have to at least worry about Gates. AP
Yeah, well, I'm less concerned or worried about the talent that was around them. You know, if it was so extraordinary, you know, Antonio Gates, yes, one of the best tight ends, if we want to say, over the past 20 years. I can start throwing out names and people who are with talent. But the numbers that LaDainian Tomlinson produced weren't normal for anybody playing with anybody. He did that.
That's true. He had a great career. Like I said, I think you have a great point, JR. I listen to you all the time, brother. I just give it to AP because I think he did extraordinary numbers and he was carrying the team by himself. So,
okay.
Great show, great call. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, James, for calling from VA. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about the amazing time I had in Birmingham, Alabama. And get to your calls, too.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, thank you for having me, man. Enjoy your show, man. I've been tuned in for about a month, man. I've been locked in, so I would appreciate your work, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I hope you make it 2 months. I'll be here. I ain't going nowhere. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's been a fun Friday night. It's been a fun week. We saw the Eagles lose their first game of the season. We saw Aaron Rodgers lose and be miserable last night. The Golden State Warriors, they picked up a victory. How about this? Even Anthony Davis, he had a good night. The Lakers oh my goodness, the Lakers won a basketball game. Oh my goodness. 128-121, Anthony Davis. What do you have, like 37 points tonight or something like that? What do you do? 38 points. I shorted him some. Still no LeBron James. Russell Westbrook had 10. And so it's been a busy week. And Dennis Schroeder played basketball. 16 minutes, 2 points. But me, outside of what I did here with you on the radio, I've also had a very good week. I was at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Yes, I was in Birmingham, Alabama. Not too far from me from Atlanta, Georgia. as I continue the Media for the Movement tour with my good friends at Special Olympics. And thank you as well to my personal friends at Experian for helping me go all over the country. Here's the deal. Here's the situation. Birmingham, University of Alabama, right downtown, I had a chance to meet an amazing cheerleader. Kesey Irby is her name. And she informed me about her work in cheerleading. You wouldn't necessarily look at cheerleading as a sport, but it is definitely one. It is a competition, and she's a damn good one. I asked Kesey, you know, specifically, what is cheerleading about?
Well, you had to be a stunt. You had to be sharp because you had to show spirit to your team.
Yeah, you got to be sharp and show spirit to your team. Everybody needs a little bit of support. Everybody needs a little bit of help. And so while I was at UAB, Kesey wasn't the only person I spoke to. I spoke to Dr. Carly Stein. I spoke to Rishi Duvapalli, and he's a second-year MPhD student. He's working towards his PhD in cancer biology. And, man, he's done work and volunteered with Special Olympics, and I asked him specifically, man, how did you get started?
So I joined a fraternity, Phi Sigma Kappa, and our philanthropy was Special Olympics. And so I got into Special Olympics as a dance instructor. I've been dancing my whole life, and when I met these athletes, I loved working with them, I loved connecting with them, and it really opened my eyes to a whole new community.
Yeah, Kesey told me why she loves Special Olympics. That's what she said.
Well, I love Special Olympics because you had to compete. You had to realize to be up on time, eat breakfast on time, then practice, then a show.
Yeah, it's a full competition. This ain't just show up and get an award. Like, you have to compete. You learn structure. You learn how to get up. You learn healthy eating habits. You learn, it's like anybody else participating in a sport. There's a certain amount of discipline that you have to have. And so Dr. Carly Stein, who's the assistant professor of medicine and pediatrics at UAB and Children's, she runs a clinic for young adults with disabilities. And speaking of health and discipline, she told me why it's important for her to run this clinic.
So important to me because I have firsthand, as a pediatrician and internist, seen many of the gaps in care our patients face, many of the barriers for our patients to getting the care they need and deserve. So for me, it's really important that I'm advocating to improve the healthcare system for these patients and their families.
Yeah, you remember what Deion Sanders used to say, if you look good, you feel good, you feel good, you play good. Yeah, sure. And so everybody should have an equal chance at being healthy, being treated and properly in the health system, and also with sports as well. I asked Dr. Stein, what happens afterwards? When people do get this equal chance and opportunity to be treated, you know, how does it have an effect on them? Listen.
First of all, is just the patients and their families feeling comfort and feeling heard and feeling that someone's listening to them and understands their background and where they've come from in the healthcare setting. I think it's so important for our patients to feel safe when they come to the hospital or to an outpatient clinic and know that their healthcare providers are going to listen and take what they're saying to heart and give them equal or better care.
My main man, Rishi, we told him, or we know he's working on becoming a doctor. And I asked him, from everything that you've done with Special Olympics, what have you personally received from it? What'd you get from it?
I think it's a new perspective in life. Like, as you go out in your daily life, you see, like, different architectural barriers, different communicative barriers, and so just how inclusive life can be if you just open your eyes a little bit.
Yeah, open your eyes. Open your eyes to what's around you, what's not directly in front of you. This is a final thing. I asked Rishi, man, what's your tip for being inclusive? What would you tell people to help open their eyes? This is what he said.
I think one of the best quotes I heard this past week was, speak to me and not at me. So that's probably the best thing. Just listen to the patients, listen to the people in front of you, and you'll learn a lot more.
Oh, that's just a life lesson. You don't have to be a doctor. You could be an athlete. You could be me. You could be you. You could be anybody. I think we can all take that lesson to heart. Thank you so much to Rishi. Thank you to Dr. Carly Stein. Thank you to the best cheerleader in Alabama, Kesey. If you want to see some photos from the event, you can follow me on social media at JR Sport Brief, where all of that has been posted. Thank you to everybody at UAB. Of course, check out SpecialOlympics.org. And thank you to my friends at Experian for also believing in inclusivity and giving people an equal opportunity and chance. Let's talk to Tom from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, it is so good to hear from you. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Go ahead, Tom.
You know, listen, I'll be brief. We've covered a lot of subject matters. LaDainian Tomlinson, clearly, you know, almost 14,000 yards. Are you kidding? This guy was a workhorse. I enjoyed watching him. But I need to switch gears briefly. You said something earlier that moved my emotion to tears. I'm a recovering beer alcoholic. I only drank beer once for 30 years. And that guy that was driving on the interstate that was weaving in and out of lanes, endangering his own life and the lives of others and their loved ones. Well, guess what, North America? That was me. I want to reinforce JR's message. North America, please, if you've been overserved, take your head out of your ass and do not get behind the wheel of a car. We have certain freedoms in this country, but we do not have the freedom to act irresponsibly. I just want to reinforce what JR said, and I'll tell you what, it is absolutely just, it moved me to tears. It really did.
Well,
I'm a recovering alcoholic for 11 years now. I feel good. I never got a DUI, but I should have. I should have.
Well, I hear you, Tom. I appreciate you for sharing your story. I'm glad that you are on a great path, a better path for you and for others as well. Always a pleasure, Tom. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you for calling.
I love
from
you.
Chicago.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Tom. You too. I'll take that better than the guy who called and told me to have a happy new year. Just hitting the fast forward button. Hey, Shep, thank you for an amazing week.
My pleasure. Thank you as always, JR.
No doubt about it. Thank you to everybody listening all across North America. We will be back here Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm here every weeknight. Don't listen to me or listen or waiting or hoping or whatever that I'll be here on the weekend. It ain't going to happen. I'm on WFAN in New York City. But don't move here on CBS Sports Radio because Carlos Ortiz, he's coming up next. CBS Sports Radio, JR Sport Reshow's a wrap.
Are you in love with me?
Just answer the question.
The L Word Generation Q is back on Showtime.
It would be nice to have something real.
It's coming for you.
When it's all about finding the one.
I love our life together, and I want more of it.
This crew will keep you guessing.
What is going on between you two?
I made a mistake.
Have some fun with me.
Who is Endgame?
It's the kind of sapphic chaos I live for.
When it all gets out of control.
New episodes of The L Word Generation Q are streaming now only on Showtime.
How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 MPG combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for more details.
Are you in love with me? Just answer the question.
The L Word Generation Q is back on Showtime.
It would be nice to have something real.
It's coming for you.
When it's all about finding the one.
I love our life together, and I want more of it.
This crew will keep you guessing.
What is going on between you two?
I made a mistake.
Have some fun with me.
Who is Endgame?
It's the kind of sapphic chaos I live for.
When it all gets out of control.
New episodes of The L Word Generation Q are streaming now only on Showtime.